Yeah.
Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
The truth is coming out.
You think so? It's coming a little bit too slow, though, man.
No, it's coming out, though. That's all that matters, it comes out.
Well, if it comes out too slow, man, then it's too late. It's never the too truth late. Needs to come out now.
Well, it's never too
I can't
late.
Have the truth coming out, trickling out.
Yeah, well.
Because.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, can they? Keep sniffing in my ear, too. Anyway, this football, NFL football player, what's his name? Bring up the article. Artie Kohler.
KJ
Hamler. You know that's a black dude. Hey, KJ, what you doing, man?
KJ Hamler.
Good old KJ. Well, KJ Hamler died.
I heard of CJ, never heard of KJ.
Well, it's always something new. Black people
Hamler,
really,
Hamler.
Ambitious when it comes to new names. But no, KJ's cool. Look, KJ Hamler diagnosed.
I wonder what it stands for.
Man, fuck you, motherfucker. How about that?
Probably Kevin Jason Hamler.
Hey, can just keep this, keep it going. Pull the article back up.
Okay, KJ Hamler diagnosed with pericarditis.
It's pericarditis, ain't it?
Peri. I don't give a damn what it is. It's when your damn heart's inflamed. Broncos.
Yeah, it's swelling in the heart, right?
Yeah.
It's like you got a sore heart.
Yeah, like you got a sore back. I can deal with a sore back. I don't want no damn sore heart all inflamed and swole up. You don't want your heart to seize up.
You can't take no Tylenol for the heart.
You ain't taking, you can't rub no, some hey, Bengay. You can't rub no Bengay on the heart.
Can't take no Tylenol for the heart muscle, man.
All right, so the Broncos will waive him with NFI designation. Let me read the article a little bit. It has been an awful day for the Broncos receivers room. Not long after.
You know bad thing travels in threes.
Yeah. Not long after Tim Patrick was caught it off with a non-contact injury to his lower left leg.
That's one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep count. Pericarditis is number two.
Yeah, left
Who's going to be number three?
Yeah, left leg that the team fears is a torn Achilles. KJ Hamler announced he was diagnosed with pericarditis. He will step away from football to treat the mild heart irritation. Oh, it's mild.
Ain't nothing mild about that.
Ain't nothing mild about your heart getting an erection.
If a man's penis is that irritated, is that mild? Hell no.
No, man. You get your heart getting erect?
What?
His heart is erect.
That's a bad analogy.
Like, some
his
things
heart
get erect.
Is so it's got a lump in it.
Well, it's not just a piece of the heart get erect. The whole thing sees up like a phallus.
Jeez. Really?
Yeah, it's swollen. Let me read.
Heart just turned into a nipple, huh?
No, heart turned into a phallus.
No, heart turned into a nipple. When it gets cold, it gets hard.
Look, he will step away football to treat the mild heart irritation, and the Broncos will waive him with a non-football illness designation.
Wait a minute. Why is it a non-football illness?
Well, it's not football related.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they made him get that.
Well,
there's no link.
Oh, pericarditis hasn't been linked to the vaccine yet?
I don't think YouTube's allowing that. I don't think that's allowed.
Sorry, yet. YouTube. I didn't even say that. I'm totally false. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Sorry for the misinformation.
Hamler is expected to be cleared for football activities sometime in a few weeks, and the procedural move will allow for his return this season. The Broncos are keeping the door open for Hamler to rejoin them per Kliss. After feeling some chest pains while working out on the
chest pains, that ain't mild. You're having chest pains.
Yeah, man. Hey, now, you know what? Put the camera on me. When that chest go to harden, you kind of freaking and like massage it.
Try to stretch it. Man, it's tight in here. Try to stretch it. Oh, man, my heart's hurting. I'm going to try to do some heart stretches.
But that's a natural reaction. You have all of that.
Try to reach into your cage.
Try to reach in there.
try to go right through that cage.
Oh, when you hurt your back, you're like, oh! Oh, man, my back. Well, that heart going to hurt.
Try to caress it, huh?
Yeah, try to massage it out. Let me keep reading.
Yeah, just same way when you get kicked in the nuts. Oh, grab them nuts. Oh, my nuts. Oh, my God.
You grabbed him nuts. Just a natural reaction.
Yeah.
He grabbed him nuts.
You grab him and you cup him. And you hold him like, it's going to be okay. Oh, my nuts. You don't know. You know, that's one thing men don't do to other men is kick them in the nuts, because that's horrible.
Yeah, some women. Women well,
only
like
women
that.
Do that.
That's a code amongst men. You don't kick nobody in nuts. You can shoot them, you can stab them. You can't kick them in the nuts.
Let me keep reading, man.
Reading. When you kick a woman down, that doesn't even bother them.
Yeah, it probably gets
they
off.
Keep on coming.
What?
They keep on coming. You get it?
That's what you call a pun, huh?
They keep on coming.
You keep on coming. You're like, hey, ain't nothing. I'm going to keep on coming. Hey, man, let me read this damn article.
All right, man, go read it, man.
After feeling some chest pains while working out on break before camp started, I got everything checked out and was diagnosed with mild heart irritation called pericarditis, Hamlet wrote on Instagram.
So that's mild heart hurting. And your heart swollen, this mile?
Yeah. I've got a great treatment plan with medicine, and I'm taking a quick break to get this all taken care of so I can get back to doing what I love. I will be back.
What are you taking? Ibuprofen?
Thank you.
Some Alka-Seltzer?
What's the medication for a swollen heart? They probably come here. I got another shot for you. Like, hold the hell up. You ain't shooting nothing else at me. My damn heart swollen up. They just giving them some time to let their heart heal. Let me keep reading, man.
Yeah, you better not be doing no huffing and puffing.
You better take it easy on the girl. You sit up and seize up in the bed. And
that damn heart just stops beating. All because you want to bust a few nuts.
I've got a great treatment plan with medicine. I'm taking a quick break to get this all taken care of so I can get back to doing what I love.
You should make a full recovery, though.
Yeah, I will be back on the field better and stronger than ever, okay? As soon as possible this season, I feel great physically, and this is very frustrating for me to deal with. I know most of you have heard of or know of my story in these past few years, what I've been going through on and off the field. All right, whatever. I'm tired of reading this. Pull up that other article.
What have you been going through, man? You probably left off the good part.
Probably got
you left out all that adversity.
Yeah, he's going through some kind of adversity.
He's probably very resilient. You intentionally skipped over the best part of the story.
Nah, I'm just focusing on this swollen heart he got going. I got this other article.
You got another article.
Higher incidence of myocarditis, pericarditis found after COVID-19 vaccination.
What's the difference, myocarditis and pericarditis? Didn't find out, huh?
Well, let me read a little bit. A recent study found a higher incidence of myocarditis or pericarditis in patients following COVID-19 vaccination, which was greater following the second dose compared with the first dose.
So it's been linked.
However, the study noted, it's a study.
Well, the study linked it, right?
Well, according to this. However, the study noted this risk of these conditions is significantly lower than the health risk seen in patients with COVID-19, highlighting the need for a risk-benefit analysis in certain patients.
No shit.
The increased incidence of pericarditis or myocarditis was noted mainly in those who received the, man, all that white man language right there with the numbers. Vaccines and no increased risk were found in other types of COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, man.
It's been linked. It's obvious.
I mean, look what happened to LeBron James' son. 19 years old.
Look what happened.
He out there playing basketball. Doing all that. He out there. Chest. These dudes are like 19, 20 years old. You know how these dudes are physically beasts. You know what I'm saying?
Do that again.
But no, but their chest is starting to hurt doing
no,
that.
No, act like you're playing basketball and do a crossover and do that.
And they out there like you get, nigga. I'm going to take you to the hole. No, but seriously, dude, look, this dude, he's 18. This dude, football player.
Yeah.
What, he's in his early
20s? Damn stallion.
I mean, you never heard.
What about the Buffalo Bills player that?
Yeah, well, he got hit in the chest. That happens.
Yeah,
this
but
dude
you don't
on the
pass
football
out
field, and this dude just fall back like a damn mannequin.
Fell back like a what?
That nigga fell back like a mannequin. He got upset.
So, and then he wanted to tell nobody the truth, man.
Then somebody, he gets an interview, said, nah, well, so what happened? What caused it? I don't want to talk about that right now. You don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah, man. We shouldn't be laughing at it, but hey.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm speaking facts over here.
Yeah, I shouldn't be laughing, but hey, y'all won't tell the truth, so I'm going to laugh at you.
I never heard of this before.
Me either. You know why, don't you?
Don't say it. You can't say it. I mean, if I was stupid enough to take that vaccine and that happened to me, I'm telling everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling everybody. I'm suing everybody. Oh, you can't sue them. Oh, I'm suing anyway. Yeah. I'm black and y'all did this. White country did this to me. Oh, I'm getting some money. I'm going to pull my black card back out.
You'll play the victim, huh?
I'm going to play the victim.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to play the victim.
I hope eventually, over time, the truth does come out, man, because
they took advantage of people.
Not only did they take advantage of people, they're inconsiderate.
Shut up.
They're inconsiderate of other people's health conditions or their personal decision. On top of that, guess who funded it? The government. The pharmaceutical companies didn't have to pay for anything. The government funded it. Yeah, the taxpayers. Them. We funded everything, and they're reaping all the profits.
Yeah.
And now people are falling like mannequins, doing all this, and they don't want to say nothing. Who's the idiots? Yeah. Who's the dummies?
Who's the sellouts?
Yeah, who's the real sellouts?
I'm done talking about these. Hey, got a new giveaway going.
Yeah, giving away a Ram
2500 diesel with the Cummins in there.
And you know what makes a truck a good truck is that cum.
And $10,000 in cold hard cash, just like all our other giveaways. Go to officialhogstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically into the win.
Yeah. Yeah.